Welcome to this lecture. This audio is brought to you by schooldrillers.com. Name of this course and level, Psychology, 500 level. Course code, Psychology 594. Course title, Supervised Advanced Experimental Psychology. Introduction. In this lecture, I intend to succinctly define the concept of experimental psychology and to also remind you of the major highlights in the history of experimental psychology. The field of experimental psychology employs the scientific method in the quest for establishing cause and effect relationship. Compared to other techniques of research, there is greater emphasis on precision, nothing is left to guesswork. This chapter highlights the contributions of early scientists who, through their efforts in experimentation, brought fame to the field of experimental psychology. At the end of this lecture, you should be able to explore the meaning of psychology, explain the features, characteristics of experiments, highlight the main features of the history of experimental psychology. Now, let's study the main note in this lecture. You can understand this lecture better if you pay very much attention to the reading of this audio. Let's get started. According to Pastrino and Portillo, 2012, psychology is the scientific study of behavior and mental processes. Sicelli and Meyer, 2006, further explain that behavior incorporates all our overt actions and reactions. Our mental processes also constitute a type of behavior. That is the covert activity of our minds, cited in Barker, 2007. Psychology is the study of the mind, occurring partly via the study of behavior. Grounded in scientific method, psychology has the immediate goal of understanding individuals and groups by both establishing general principles and researching specific cases. To achieve these, psychologists assess, describe, explain, predict and control the mental processes and behaviors of humans and animals. Psychology originated from philosophy. However, with the passage of time its nature has undergone a change from sheer speculation to the scientific procedure. Defined first as the study of soul in its history of evolution, it has been known gradually as the study of mind, study of consciousness and finally study of behavior. Today it is considered as the science of behavior, when behavior is taken in its comprehensive meaning involving all types of behavior of all living organisms, humans and animals inclusive. Psychology by nature is quite scientific and not philosophical or mysterious as supposed to be considered in days gone by. Like sciences, it believes in cause and effect relationship, utilizes observation, experimentation, and other scientific methods for its study, possesses a universally accepted body of facts and believes in the modification and alterations in its principles through future researches and findings. However, it is not so perfect and developed a science as the other natural and physical sciences. In fact, it is a developing behavioral science that is trying hard to become as much objective, exact, and accurate as possible to be on a par with the developed sciences. Therefore, it is termed as a developing positive science, and not as a science of behavior. However, the scope of psychology is so wide. It studies, describes and explains the behavior of all the living organisms, including animals. No limit can be imposed upon the scope of the subject psychology. It has many branches and fields of studies. For convenience, it can broadly be divided as pure and applied psychology. An experiment is an orderly procedure carried out with the goal of verifying, refuting, or establishing the validity of a hypothesis. Controlled experiments provide insight into cause and effect by demonstrating what outcome occurs when a particular factor is manipulated. Controlled experiments vary greatly in their goal and scale, but always rely on repeatable procedure and logical analysis of the results. There also exist natural experimental studies. Experimental psychology is a branch of pure psychology. This branch of psychology describes and explains the ways and means of carrying out psychological experiments following scientific methods in controlled or laboratory situations for the study of mental processes and behavior. It picks up animals, birds, and human beings as subjects for these experiments. This notwithstanding, experimental psychology often involves human participants. What are the features of good experiments? Snee and Hare, 1992, highlighted that a good experiment has the following features. 1. Provides unbiased estimates of the factor effects and associated uncertainties. 2. Enables the experimenter to detect important differences. 3. Includes the plan for analysis and reporting of the results. 4. Gives results that are easy to interpret. 5. Permits conclusions that have wide validity. 6. Shows the direction of better results. 7. Is as simple as possible. Note this, it is also required that good experiments possess these characteristics too. 1. Time order of variable. Time order means putting one's ideas in the order in which they happened. When planning and reporting a psychological research activity, there is the need to use time order. Events have to be sequenced, such that it begins with the first event or activity, then the second, and further still, in that sequence. The concept of time order is needed to help the reader of the report understand what and when something happened. If an experiment is conducted without recourse to time order, it will become difficult to replicate or understand the experiment. 2. Manipulation of the independent variables. The investigator consciously introduces an independent variable or known stimulus or substance into a dependent or outcome variable to discover whether it will lead to a change, and also what level of impact it would make on the dependent variable. 3. Relationship between variable. A good experiment should clarify significant connection or similarity between two or more variables, or the state of being related to another variable. 4. Use of a control group. The control group is composed of participants who do not receive the experimental treatment. When conducting an experiment, these people are randomly selected to be in this group. They also closely resemble the participants who are in the experimental group, or the individuals who received the treatment. While they do not receive the treatment, they do play a vital role in the research process. Experimenters compare the experimental group to the control group to determine if the treatment had an effect. By serving as a comparison group, researchers are able to isolate the independent variable and look at the impact it had. 5. Random sampling and random assignment. Random sampling is a sampling technique where we select a group of subjects, a sample, for study from a larger group, a population. Each individual is chosen entirely by chance, and each member of the population has a known, but possibly non-equal, chance of being included in the sample. By using random sampling, the likelihood of bias is reduced. 6. Variables are held constant. This involves the keeping or handling of participants involved in an experiment under the same conditions within the course of the research. Doing this requires a precise and testable definition of what the variables are and how they are measured within the context of the investigation. The main purpose is control. By the researcher's understanding of what he is measuring, he can control for it by holding the variables constant between all of the groups or manipulating it as appropriate. This provides the rationale for excluding extraneous variables. Let's talk of history of experimental psychology. Wilhelm Wundt, German doctor and psychologist, was responsible for creating the world's first experimental psychology lab. This lab was established in 1879 at the University of Leipzig in Germany. By creating an academic laboratory devoted to the study of experimental psychology, Wundt officially took psychology from a subdiscipline of philosophy and biology to a unique scientific discipline. Wundt had a significant influence on early psychology and left his mark on some of his most famous students, who included James McKean Cattell and G. Stanley Hall. In 1883, Once student G. Stanley Hall created the first experimental psychology lab in the United States at Johns Hopkins University. However, there are other accounts attributing the establishment of the first psychology laboratory to William James at Harvard University, in 1875, a full 4 years before Wundt established his lab and 8 years before Hall established his. Universities created independent chairs in psychology shortly thereafter, and William James published the landmark work Principles of Psychology in 1890. In A History of Modern Experimental Psychology, George Mandela traces the evolution of modern experimental and theoretical psychology from these beginnings to the cognitive revolution of the late 20th century. Throughout, he emphasizes the social and cultural context, showing how different theoretical developments reflect the characteristics and values of the society in which they occurred. Thus, Gestalt psychology can be seen to mirror the changes in visual and intellectual culture at the turn of the century, behaviorism to embody the parochial and puritanical concerns of early 20th century America, and contemporary cognitive psychology as a product of the post-war revolution in information and communication. Early experimental psychologist Charles Bell. Charles Bell was a British physiologist. His main contribution was research involving nerves. He wrote a pamphlet summarizing his research on rabbits. His research concluded that sensory nerves enter at the posterior, dorsal, roots of the spinal cord and motor nerves emerge from the anterior, ventral, roots of the spinal cord. 11 years later, a French physiologist François Magendie published the same findings without being aware of Bell's research. Due to Bell not publishing his research, the discovery was called the Bell-Magendie law. Bell's discovery disproved the belief that nerves transmitted either vibrations or spirits. Ernst Heinrich Weber. Weber was a German physician who is credited with being one of the founders of experimental psychology. His main interests were the sense of touch and kinesthesis. His most memorable contribution is the suggestion that judgments of sensory differences are relative and not absolute. This relativity is expressed in Weber's law, which suggests that the just noticeable difference, or JND, is a constant proportion of the ongoing stimulus level. Weber's law is considered the first quantitative law in the history of psychology. Herjean Hahn, 2009. Gustav Fechner. Fechner published in 1860 what is considered to be the first work of experimental psychology, Elementi der Psychophysik, Frase, by Ajit, Riuklin, 1963. Some historians date the beginning of experimental psychology from the publication of Elementi. Weber was not a psychologist, and it was Fechner who realized the importance of Weber's research to psychology. Fechner was profoundly interested in establishing a scientific study of the mind-body relationship, which became known as psychophysics. Much of Fechner's research focused on the measurement of psychophysical thresholds and just noticeable differences, and he invented the psychophysical method of limits, the method of constant stimuli, and the method of adjustment, which are still in use. Oswald Kolb. He was a pupil of Wilhelm Wundt for about 12 years. Unlike Wundt, Kolb believed experiments were possible to test higher mental processes. In 1883 he wrote Grundriss der Psychologie, which had strictly scientific facts and no mention of thought, Frase, by Ajit, Riuklin, 1963. The lack of thought in his book is odd because the Zberg school put a lot of emphasis on mental set and imageless thought. Zberg School. The work of the Zberg School was a milestone in the development of experimental psychology. The school was founded by a group of psychologists led by Oswald Kolb, and it provided an alternative to the structuralism of Edward Titchener and Wilhelm Wundt. Those in the school focused mainly on mental operations such as mental set, Einstellung, and imageless thought. Mental set affects perception and problem solving without the awareness of the individual. It can be triggered by instructions or by experience. Similarly, according to Kolb, imageless thought consists of pure mental acts that do not involve mental images. An example of mental set was provided by William Bryan, an American student working in Culp's laboratory. Bryan presented subjects with cards that had nonsense syllables written on them in various colors. The subjects were told to attend to the syllables, and in consequence they did not remember the colors of the nonsense syllables. Such results made people question the validity of introspection as a research tool, and led to a decline of voluntarism and structuralism. The work of the Zberg School later influenced many Gestalt psychologists, including Max Wertheimer, George Trumbull Ladd. Experimental psychology was introduced into the United States by George Trumbull Ladd, who founded Yale University's Psychological Laboratory in 1879. In 1887, Ladd published Elements of Physiological Psychology, the first American textbook that extensively discussed experimental psychology. Between Ladd's founding of the Yale Laboratory and his textbook, the Center of Experimental Psychology in the U.S. shifted to Johns Hopkins University, where George Hall and Charles Saunders were extending and qualifying Wundt's work. Charles Sanders Peirce. With his student Joseph Jastrow, Charles S. Peirce randomly assigned volunteers to a blinded, repeated measures designed to evaluate their ability to discriminate weights. Peirce and Jastrow, 1885. Peirce's experiment inspired other researchers in psychology and education, which developed a research tradition of randomized experiments in laboratories and specialized textbooks in the 1800s. Peirce and Jastrow, 1885. The Peirce-Jastrow experiments were conducted as part of Peirce's pragmatic program to understand human perception. Other studies considered perception of light, etc. While Peirce was making advances in experimental psychology and psychophysics, he was also developing a theory of statistical inference, which was published in Illustrations of the Logic of Science, 187,778, and A Theory of Probable Inference, 1883, both publications that emphasized the importance of randomization-based inference in statistics. To Peirce and to experimental psychology belongs the honor of having invented randomized experiments. Decades before the innovations of Neyman and Fisher in agriculture, Peirce and Jastrow, 1885. Peirce's pragmatist philosophy also included an extensive theory of mental representations and cognition, which he studied under the name of semiotics, Liszka, 1996. Peirce's student Joseph Jastrow continued to conduct randomized experiments throughout his distinguished career in experimental psychology, much of which would later be recognized as cognitive psychology. There has been a resurgence of interest in Peirce's work in cognitive psychology, Sower, 1984. Another student of Peirce, John Dewey, conducted experiments on human cognition, particularly in schools, as part of his experimental logic and public philosophy. 20th century. In the middle of the 20th century, behaviorism became a dominant paradigm within psychology, especially in the United States. This led to some neglect of mental phenomena within experimental psychology. In the latter half of the 20th century, the phrase experimental psychology had shifted in meaning due to the expansion of psychology as a discipline and the growth in the size and number of its subdisciplines. Experimental psychologists use a range of methods and do not confine themselves to a strictly experimental approach, partly because developments in the philosophy of science have had an impact on the exclusive prestige of experimentation. In contrast, an experimental method is now widely used in fields such as developmental and social psychology, which were not previously part of experimental psychology. The phrase continues in use, however, in the titles of a number of well-established, high-prestige learned societies and scientific journals, as well as some university courses of study in psychology. We have come to the end of Lecture 1 of this course. Let now consider some revision questions that may likely come out in our exam. 1. Discuss the meaning of psychology. 2. Explore the features and characteristics of good experiments. 3. Mention 5 early scientists, highlighting their specific contributions to the field of experimental psychology. Can you answer any of these questions above? If you can answer it, very good. And if you cannot, just take a few minutes to listen to the audio again. Thank you. Visit www.schooldrillers.com for more audio. Bye for now.